Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Amazon's diving headfirst into the car game, and it's as wild as it sounds. They're now selling actual cars online, starting with Hyundai in 48 US cities. Picture this. You're browsing for a new ride like you're shopping for toilet paper. It's a bizarre world we're living in. What's next, drone-delivered Teslas? This move could completely upend the traditional car buying experience. I can just imagine dealerships breaking out in a cold sweat right now. Speaking of automotive shakeups, GM just ghost-dumped Cruise, their robo-taxi pipe dream. Employees were blindsided by the news that GM's pulling the plug and absorbing what's left of the company. Turns out teaching cars to drive themselves is a tad more complicated than expected. Who would have thought, right? It's almost like rocket science, except the rockets are on the ground and have to dodge pedestrians. But wait, there's more tech madness. YouTube's playing God with your voice. They're rolling out AI dubbing to hundreds of thousands of channels. Soon you might hear yourself speaking Mandarin without ever learning a word. The future of content is apparently polyglot robots. Imagine waking up one day to find out you're fluent in 17 languages overnight. It's either the coolest thing ever or the start of a very confusing identity crisis. Now let's talk about WhatsApp. It's gone from a simple chat app to world domination. 2 billion people use it daily for everything from gossip to global commerce. Not bad for what essentially started as a glorified SMS replacement. It's like the Swiss Army knife of communication apps. Except instead of a tiny scissors, it's got a built-in economy. For all you gamers out there, Valve's selling refurbished Steam Deck OLEDs. It's your chance to get that sweet screen for less dough. It's like getting last year's phone, but for gaming on the go. Perfect for when you absolutely need to play Elden Ring while waiting in line at the DMV. Apple's not sitting on its laurels either. iOS 18.2 just dropped with AI tricks galore. You can now generate images, create custom emojis, and chat with robots. Your iPhone is officially smarter than you are. It's only a matter of time before it starts giving you life advice and questioning your fashion choices. And here's a thought to keep you up at night. If AI can dub our voices in any language, are we all secretly international pop stars now? Imagine waking up to find out you've got a number one hit in Kazakhstan, and you didn't even know you could sing in Kazakh. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.